Love Movies with Gordon Hayden.
Now, out in cinemas this week is the Lego Batman movie. Very shortly, we'll be reviewing it. But first, let us hear from the man who is behind the vocal talents of Batman, Will Arnett. Here he is telling us on We Love Movies about expanding the Caped Crusader from the Lego movie.
It's very fun to take an iconic character like Batman and kind of play with the rules that have always been there for him. You know, keep it consistent in terms of him being good at what he does, and kind of having that sort of bravado and machismo, but at the same time making him a little more flawed and a little bit goofier. You know, that's kind of the license that we took, and it made sense within, you know, the Lego world to be able to do that. And we've tried to expand on that in this movie, and really get down to what makes Batman tick.
I got you.
Oh, yeah? Well, there's only one problem. Who's gonna defuse the bomb? It's gotta be one or the other, Batman. Save the city, or catch your greatest enemy. You can't do both.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
You can't do both, I said.
No, I mean the other thing.
Save the city, or catch your greatest enemy.
You think you're my greatest enemy?
Yes, you're obsessed with me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are! Who else drives you to one-up them the way that I do?
Bane.
No, he doesn't.
Superman.
Superman's not a bad guy.
Then I'd say that I don't currently have a bad guy. I am fighting a few different people.
What?
I like to fight around.
As we all know, Batman's arch nemesis is the Joker, and their antagonistic relationship is at the core of the Lego Batman movie. Here is Will Arnett again explaining how they are subverting it.
And we toyed with that idea that maybe after all this time, these two characters who are so, their very existence is really dependent on each other. Joker's only a bad guy as much as Batman exists to allow him to be a bad guy. And so they are in a relationship in that sense. They do depend on each other. And what would happen if they both took a step back and understood that to be the situation?
Robin is voiced by Michael Cera, who you might remember shot to fame off the back of his role in Arrested Development, which of course Will Arnett starred in too.
Robin's in the film, which is great. We have Mike Cera playing Robin. Super fun. Obviously, Michael and I worked together years ago on Arrested Development, and I was so excited to hear that he was going to be that they want him to do it. And I actually wrote him an email and I said, I know that they want you to please do this. Mm-hmm. So I was excited that he said, yeah. And he's just been amazing. And Michael brings this great sort of wonderment to Robin, you know, Dick Grayson, who shows up into Batman's life. And, Batman kind of has to take care of him, and all of a sudden from that is born the character of Robin, and we get to see the genesis of that, and it's really, really cool.
Hey, I was thinking, if I'm going to be a superhero and go on awesome superhero missions like this one, can we use code names? Mine could be Robin.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Robin.
As in the small Midwestern frail bird.
Yeah, and I already have a catchphrase. Tweet, tweet, on the street.
Hard pass.
And a song.
Fly, Robin, fly.
Harder pass. Elf slide. Okay, kid, I'm gonna teach you how to master build your way inside that thing.
Yay!
Grab those 2x6s, pull out the axle studs, disconnect the 6x10 plates.
With this?
Whoa, unbelievable obeying. Now, let's ride. Toes to the nose. Now you're claiming the cube.
Yeah!
Now, get creative. Nope. Freestyle a little bit. Oh, that's good, kid. It's like looking in a bat mirror. Okay, leave.
I've got the projector, Dad.
Booyah. Now, do everything we just did backwards.
Oh. Oh! Here you go, Dad. We did it!
Yeah, mission accomplished. That was fun.
So there's Will Arnett talking about his experience working with Michael Cera there on the Lego Batman movie. Rory Cashin joins me in studio now to review it. Rory, you loved, absolutely loved and adored the Lego movie.
I did.
Remember you giving it an absolute 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
So I imagine you were probably frothing at the mouth with the expectation of this film.
Yeah.
Rory, I want to tell you first, though, what I thought of the Lego Batman movie.
Shoot.
I went with my son.
Mm-hmm.
When it was over, he shouted at the screen, "Start it again." So I thought, well, that's great. Just from my perspective with it, it is like watching a movie, drinking lots of energy drinks. Like, you know, you feel like you're pumped up as you're watching because it's coming at you so fast. The gags are being thrown at you. It's a great spoof parody type of movie. And we don't really see enough of those good ones anymore. So it's very much within that vein. But when the film does slow down, you feel like it comes to almost like a grinding halt because it's so fast paced at the beginning and then it picks up again at the end. So my point is, Rory, that at times I was nearly exhausted just how the visual onslaught that was coming at me along with the gags.
I would, for the most part, agree. I actually didn't... You know the problem with the other Batman movies is that the Batman is more often than not the least interesting character in his own film.
Yes.
Because his villains are always over the top. And this, I found the exact opposite to be true. I thought Zach Galifianakis was really bad as the Joker. I thought his Joker was kind of not interesting, not funny, wasn't given a lot to do.
His voice wasn't great, I thought.
No. Whereas they tried to put so much into making Batman funny and interesting and kind of putting a twist on the title we already know and did a very good job of making fun of his own
narcissism
and, let's say, checkered history as a person. You know, he was very dark in the 2012 season, but he was also very camp in the 1960 season. And they did great fun of making fun of all that. But yeah, it was kinetic and hyper, and to me the joke hit rate was not as solid as the Lego movie was. And it didn't really have anything new or interesting to say, really. Like once you knew the setup, he was like, oh, he's Batman and he's lonely, he doesn't like anyone getting close to him. Like, you know exactly how that film is going to end. The second he says, I don't like anyone and no one means anything to me, you're like, I wonder, an hour and a half from now, if you will grow to like someone and let them in.
Yeah, it's well signposted how his frostiness toward his family plays out. But there are some good jokes at the beginning of the film that almost have a Simpsons feel about it.
Mm.
If you could continue that level of wittiness, I thought it could really work. Because my brother and I looked at each other at one stage, because he came to screening with me, and we thought, that's clever. But there wasn't enough of that. It wasn't enough of that. And I just thought the frenetic pace of it, after a while I was going, I'm kind of zoning out.
Yeah, like it might be one of those things that stands up better after repeat viewing when you know where the big jokes are coming from. So you start looking for the smaller jokes. Like there was one where they're all celebrating how Batman has completely rid Gotham of violence. And they're celebrating so hard that they end up turning into a violent mob. Like, that was a great joke.
Yeah.
But there's not enough of them throughout the film.
Yeah. And after a while, do you remember me starting to cross? Yeah. After a while, Batman was kind of annoying.
He was kind of annoying.
Because he was such a narcissist. I thought, I'm finding it very hard to like you. You know, in Futurama, Zap Brannigan.
Yeah.
And he's great because he's so pompous and so full of himself.
Yeah.
But there's something really likable about him.
Yeah.
And I thought, if you could have made Batman a bit more like that, because I thought there was the seed of that was in the Lego movie. But with this one, I just went, oh no, he's just really unlikable.
Every time he broke into one of his own songs, I was like, this isn't great, is it? Like, there's a fair few jokes that just fall completely flat. And I can't say that about the first movie. Every joke they threw at the screen was perfect, either like timed or visually or whatever. But in this, there are a fair few where you're just like,
Yeah. Out of 10, Rory?
7.
We love movies with Gordon Hayden.